The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod.
Hello, welcome again to The Odd Pod. A couple of weeks ago, Manx Radio again sold out the Peel Centenary Centre with their team providing satire, comedy and twisted entertainment for the audience. A lot of you paid a tenner for your ticket and wandered in not quite sure what to expect, and everybody stayed until the end, which was remarkable. I'm sure we'll probably do it again soon, and this broadcast in its entirety will probably be available as a podcast. We might even broadcast it on the radio, if we can be bothered. Then again, maybe we won't. Here's an excerpt, then, from IM19-ish, live at the Peel Centenary Centre.
Manx Radio News in lockdown. The time is somewhere between midday and mid-afternoon snack time. Our top story this hour. A bid to make helmets compulsory for cyclists has won support in the House of Keys. The government said an increase in the number of bikes on the roads were now proving a real annoyance to motorists, and if they were going to wind car drivers up like that, they should really expect to be knocked over. The Infrastructure Minister, Tim Butcher, said cycling's growing popularity was due in no small part to superstars like Mark Cavendish, who'd really put the island on the map as a nation of helmets. An amendment which would have forced all cyclists to wear Dayglow pink lycra bearing the words "I'm a massive Walter" also passed.
There was a surprising decrease in car crashes during March and April, according to the Manx Police. Police say they're awestruck at the sudden drop in the accident rate over lockdown, which came with a similar shock fall in crimes, including bar fights and pig rustling. Speaking at a press conference, Chief Constable Gary Bergerac said he couldn't comprehend why not having anyone out driving caused such a drastic decline in collisions. He added he'd be putting more officers out on the roads just to make sure they weren't missing any.
Talks are ongoing to create an air bridge between the Isle of Man and Syria. The Middle Eastern nation has been fighting a bloody civil war for almost a decade, but just like the Isle of Man, Syria has remained largely COVID-free due to a lack of tourists wishing to visit the country. It's hoped direct flights between Ronald's Way and the disputed territory of Aleppo can begin soon, with Syrian Chief Minister Bashar al-Assad saying he's looking forward to welcoming the first plane full of Manx tourists, if God wills it. There will be some security checks at the border due to fears in Syria that an influx of Manx travellers could bring chaos to their otherwise peaceful nation. And in sport, the Isle of Man's new national football side has pulled off a stunning victory against none other than Liverpool FC. Yes, would you believe it? FC Isle of Man took on the Premier League winners in a pre-season friendly at the Bowl last Saturday. Luck was on FC Isle of Man's side as the game got underway, as due to coronavirus travel restrictions, the entire Liverpool squad was still self-isolating at the Comus Hotel for 14 days. That gave FC Isle of Man a clear run against the Reds, with the Manxies going on to score an incredible 84 goals in 90 minutes against the playerless Liverpool. There was an own goal early in the second half by Paul Rose striker Jamie Dangley, who forgot they were playing the other way. But ultimately, the thrilling game ended 84-1 to the Manxies. FC Isle of Man's next fixture is against Manchester United away at Old Trafford on the 15th, but with travel restrictions still likely, both teams have agreed to forget it and call it a draw.
The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod.